So in this session, we want to look at connected in the church through service in the church. We'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. And we'll be looking at the criticalness of service and in the body of Christ. So let's take a look, chapter 5, verse 15 and following. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Always and for everything, give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. And then be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. So let's take a look at these passages of Scripture here. And looking at verse 16, Paul talks here about making the most of the time. Before that, verse 15, he says, look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as wise. The word walk here means how you live. This includes our behavior, our attitudes, our words, our posture of heart towards one another in Christ. Paul's talking here, he says, be careful, which means to examine. And then verse 16 says, making the most of the time because the days are evil. Here, making most of the time means to make prudent use of our time, seizing every opportunity for good. No one can lengthen the time of their life here on earth, but we can make use of our time to do good to one another, to use it wisely. And here Paul is talking about the opposite of that is foolishness. He says, therefore, do not be foolish in verse 17. He says, foolishness means that we think the time belongs to us and that we can use it for any way we want. In our attitudes and how we look upon one another as sisters and brothers in Christ. What Paul is talking about is using the time wisely because of the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord here means a reverential obedience to the Lord, a respect for his ways and what he's revealed in his word and how we are to live as such. To understand the will of God means for St. Paul, the will of the Lord is revealed in the Torah. It's revealed in the risen Jesus Christ, the Torah being the first five books of the Old Testament for the Jewish people. Paul would have relied upon that, but would have brought it all in understanding of how Jesus taught and what he said. So in light of, we would say today, in light of the New Testament, in light of the whole Bible, we are to understand, discern what the will of the Lord is. And here, he's not talking about, am I to go to this place to serve, or am I to serve in this place in the church, or that's not what he's talking about here, about understanding what the will of the Lord is. He's talking about walking towards one another in the spirit of charity because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the will of the Lord for us. And we're not to walk foolishly towards one another. We're not to be unwise in our attitudes and behavior towards one another. Paul goes on to talk about do not getting drunk. Here, Christians are called to live a life of soberness and respectable lives. Drunkenness here, though, is not just simply drunk on alcohol or narcotics of some kind, but drunkenness opens the door to all kinds of living that were influenced by not of this world. But let's take a look at what sobriety means. Sobriety means, for St. Paul, is that we become under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, is he referring to alcohol? For sure he is, but remember the context of which Paul writes in Ephesians. He's talking about the church, the body of Christ. So then the importance of walking in soberness is for the sake of living in charity towards one another. And then Paul talks about also in verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. The word being filled with the Spirit means to keep being filled with the Holy Spirit. How do we maintain being filled with the Holy Spirit? Paul talks about the role of the influence of the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 11. But here he makes mention in verse 19, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Filled with the Spirit is getting into the Word of God. It's being immersed in the scriptures. It's meaning getting immersed in personal prayer and corporate prayer as the body of Christ. We'll talk more about that in our last session. But psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs and giving thanks anticipates the Eucharist. It implies that we are to gather corporately to pray as well as personally pray together. And so the emphasis there is that we're able to grow in charity when we grow in the Word and grow in personal and corporate prayer as brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's take a look at verse 21 because it is a key, actually, verse to Paul's whole letter to the Ephesians. That is, be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Subject to one another. That's a word that probably doesn't strike too well in the heart of the 21st century men and women. But it calls for mutual submission as members of the body of Christ. In our network of relationships, as brothers and sisters to Christ, we're called to be mutually submissive. That means that we're not to prefer one over to the other. We don't to think of ourselves as better than the other person. And sometimes we may never say that, but our attitudes and words could reflect that. And so Paul is cautioning Christians about that, that we maintain the unity of spirit, we become connected to one another as servants in the body of Christ when we are able to recognize that the other person, our other sister or brother, we hold them in high esteem, we honor them, we recognize what the Lord is doing in their life. We first of all honor them and recognize them as our brother and sister in Christ, and that they have been baptized into the same body of Christ that you and I have been baptized into, that is the body of Jesus, that we're members to one another. That marks our identity to each other and before the Lord. We also honor our sister and brother for who they are in the body of Christ. They may hold a position. They may be a mother or father. They may have a particular ministry or giftedness or status in the body of Christ. We honor them for that too. We esteem them for that as well. But then the person who doesn't have a particular status or in the body of Christ, the very fact that they're simply a brother or sister in Christ, they're also esteemed, and we recognize what the Lord is doing in their heart too. Their service may not be as visible as somebody else's service. Their charisms may not be as demonstrative as other charisms or gifts of the Spirit are, but we're still to honor them and esteem them for who they are in Christ, and they are our sister and brother in Christ. Jesus died for them. He shed his blood for them. And his blood shed for them is precious before the Father. And so it should be for us as well. This is what it means to be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ, for the work that Christ does in them, for fear of the Lord, meaning the recognition that what Jesus is doing in them and who they are to him. We hold them in great high esteem. So, reverence for Christ could be translated for fear of Christ, which is part of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold gifts mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 through 3. Fear of the Lord is one of those gifts. It's a gift we recognize given to us in the sacrament of confirmation. We think about it in light of the Lord, which we should, reverence, obedience before the Lord, but it'd be a mistake to just see it before the Lord. It's also meant to be a reverence for Christ in our relationship to each other as sisters and brothers in Christ. That's also where the reverential fear of the Lord is understood. So if we say, I fear the Lord, I walk in his ways, but yet I have a derogatory attitude towards people in the body of Christ, then I am not walking in the fear of the Lord. I am not walking in that gift given to me in confirmation called the fear of the Lord. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, Paul says, serve one another out of love. Another way of saying that is to honor one another out of love. So our service to one another with whatever charisms, gifts, and ministry the Lord has called us to and given to us is a service that is done to one another out of reverence for Christ, with the attitude of Christ, with the esteem of those that we're serving, with the honoring of those that we serve. So let's pray. Lord, we pray today that you would free our hearts of any competitive attitudes and mindsets, that you call us to serve even what's recognized or even what's behind the scenes in the body of Christ. You call us to serve. And in serving, our service is precious to you. And we are to hold that service in high esteem. And pray this as we hold our brother and sister in high esteem, as we pray this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.